The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. It's Tuesday, and it's a very special Tuesday. We're just going to hop right in. We're going to cut. Well, do you want to hop right in?
Sure.
Okay. Or should we leave it to the end?
No, not to the end. We can talk for
a second.
The middle? We'll leave you guys on your toes.
See, yeah, we need that listen time.
Okay? Yeah.
JC's going to tell us the gender of her baby today. So we'll see when it pops
Can't
up.
Wait. We'll see.
When the reveal happens. I'm so excited. Well, what should we talk about first?
Well, what have you been up to?
Not much, honestly.
Nesting?
Still going crazy with nesting, but I feel like I've just had like appointments. I'm at the point where I have to go to the doctor all the time now.
Yeah.
And been going to the chiropractor, like I said, having meetings with my doula.
Tyson thought your due date was my due date. Like he thought you were due like in a little bit.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like Chelsea's going on maternity leave because we were trying to figure out episodes. And I was like, I want you on like.
He thought I was due in like a couple months.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, why is she going on maternity leave like now? And I'm like, well, she's due very soon.
Yeah.
Like not now, but like.
Yeah.
I was like, well, she's due pretty soon. He's like, what? And anyway, he literally screamed. He's like, ah! He's like, I thought she was due then.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, I
like
cannot
you were due
believe.
Way later
yeah,
or something.
He's like, this is flying by. I'm like, I know.
I know.
That's why we're trying to prep our episodes, figure out who's going to be on when you're gone for a few weeks, what we need to batch. Like, just we're figuring it all out.
I know that it's coming up quick.
It really is.
Did I say last time that, was I saying that he was breech?
I don't think you ever said that.
So the last couple times that I'd gone to the doctor, my baby was breech, which if you don't know what that means, it means that their head is up like towards your chest and their feet are down. And the position they need to be in to usually give birth vaginally is head down. Like that's the ideal position, head facing towards your back facing your back. That's the ideal position that they want them to be in at like a certain week number. And this boy was cutting it very close. Every time I go to the doctor, they'd be like, he's still breech. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So, which again, wasn't like the end of the world, but it would just change my birth plans dramatically. Cause if like, I would probably just do a C-section if he was breech or they were going to have to like manually turn.
Yeah.
And I've just heard that that is so uncomfortable. So I was like, okay, well, we can try that. They're like, but sometimes when you do the manual turn, like externally, you have to go to the hospital. They're like, sometimes like we'll give you an epidural or like we'll give you heavy pain meds because it's super uncomfortable. And sometimes it can, you know, irritate the uterus, which can put you into labor. So I was like, oh, and they would do that at like weeks,
also,
a couple weeks early. So I was like, oh my gosh, I could be giving birth in 2 seconds. Like this has just changed my timeline drastically. But he went head down. So
Slay.
I did some spinning babies moves. Not
Slay
that,
kink.
You know.
Did you feel him do it? Or like you were like, oh, I think he's head down. Or you went to the appointment. You're like, oh, okay, good.
It's hard to tell. Because when they're this big, like you can kind of feel. Mm-hmm. And like my midwife would be like, oh, you can tell the head because you can kind of move it around. Like maneuver it. And you can tell it's harder. And the butt, if you move it, it moves the whole body. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
And also it's like uncomfortable. So I kind of, when he was breech, when I went to the doctor, I felt like I had woken up that day and he had moved to breech. Like I was like, this is not his usual position. What is he doing? I feel like his head is hitting my ribs. And then I went, yeah, she's like, yeah, his head's up here. And I was like,
amazing.
Boy is being naughty. And then I swear I was like a couple days later, I think he's back to head down, I think. Anyways, so that's why I started going to the chiropractor, like doing everything to try and get him to go head down again.
And he did.
Yeah, and he did. Not saying those things worked, but they worked for me. So.
And the chances of him flipping back to breech are like not high?
Yeah, she was, I mean, he can, but she was saying once their head is in your pelvis, it's pretty hard for them to like they don't naturally go back to breach.
Nice.
Especially if they do it on their own. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. And I've heard so many babies recently that are breach. And they just don't move.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, oof.
You never know what you're going to get.
Didn't even think about that as a possibility.
I know what else we need to address is that our...
The curtains?
Yeah. The curtain is a different color if you're watching on YouTube. And no, this is not the final set. So shut your mouth.
So don't leave a single comment about the curtains, okay?
Okay, here's... You guys, let's level with each other. Here's what we're dealing
with. Let's come to an agreement.
No, no, no. No, we genuinely need to talk about this because you guys are our besties. And here's what we're dealing with, okay? This couch... First of all, it's literally the dress that turns like gold and white and pink and, or what is it?
Black and blue, gold and white.
And white and gold. Like, that is our set. Like, everyone's like, is the curtain red? Is the couch green? We're like,
yeah.
Is everything okay? But then I told Chelsea, because when we'd get comments like that, I'm like, what are people talking about? Like, to me, it's so clearly pink and blue. But then I was watching this clip on TikTok of one of our things. And, like, my eyes kind of deceived me. And I was like, the couch is green. Like, I freaked out. I was like, the couch is green.
Green? Oh, I thought it was gray.
Gray, too. But, like, kind of greeny. Greenish gray.
Ew, not giving kelp.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. I kind of see what they're saying. Anyway, so.
Also, you guys need to put respect on this couch's name.
No, no, no. We're going to get into that now, aren't we? This couch is vintage. It's really cute. It's, like, crushed velvet. It's iconic. However.
Vintage.
Vintage. Expensive. Keep that in mind.
Expensive.
Now, the vision that we had, I've said this once, I'll say it again. The space we're recording in is not cute. So it's not a cute room with like wood floor, like tile, cool floors and white walls. Okay. It's like a corporate office, hideous. Like we have to cover every inch of it. Otherwise, you guys would be roasting us harder.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to deal with now is we had a vision where we're like, oh, velvet couch, velvet curtain that kind of rounds around it. Like, that feels like it would be a cool vibe.
Lux.
Once we got the curtain, why am I going into all this? We've already talked about it. But the color of the old curtain was really, like, bright and kind of jarring. And it was brighter and different. It kind of pulled, like, warm toned than online. Like, online, it was supposed to be more of a rosy pink. And it was, like, more just, like...
Reddish,
kind of orangey, like warm toned. So we got this curtain to try and switch it up. Leif and Nick hung it up. It's like a lighter baby pink, which we think fits our vibe better. We've never seen it so far. Like, this is our first time recording, so we're going to go back and watch the footage and see.
Now I'm scared.
I'm so scared. Is it ugly?
I feel like it looks cute in these cameras. I think it looks definitely softer. It's not as jarring to the eye.
And then here's what else I'll say. We want it to look like a set and like a room. Like, we don't want this. This is not the final product. We want it to get pillows. We want like a sign hanging. We want like a lamp, a plant, like
we need
different
a table
things.
For our beverages.
Yeah. A table, maybe like separating the couches. Like, we're not done with it. But Chelsea does leave on maternity leave semi soon. We ordered a few things anyway. Whatever. This is not the final thing. We'll see how this looks every week. It's like a week in work in progress. So we'll see.
Trial and error.
And we'll see what this looks like. And we have no idea. So
yeah. Stay tuned
for more.
I think it looks cute. I think it allows us more freedom with our outfits. I think even just
this
looking
color.
At this. Yeah. Because when we had that other curtain, we both were like, we can't be wearing anything crazy. Like, we can't be wearing any crazy colors because it's already so stark.
Yes. Like, we could not wear like orange.
Yeah, even or red.
Or
really.
Red. It was kind of like because it was so bright.
Yeah.
And I will not say this actually. No, I won't because that's really.
Don't say it.
I don't want to like put something in someone's head.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say something that I think it's giving that's good, but I don't want to do that because then they're going to be like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, no.
And I can't really see it.
No, you're about to do like my celebrity look like is Megan Fox.
100%.
But with the set.
I was about to do that with the set and everyone would be like, you're delusional. Like, it's still ugly. Leave us alone.
Oh my God. Have you been caught up on Love is Blind?
Not they the came past out today. Few. Did you watch the ones today?
I tried. I only got through half of the first new episode.
I really wanted to so that we could talk about it and it would be more updated.
But
I didn't get through it. And I feel like now all of our thoughts are going to be old.
I know. I will say one thing about it is that, like, the newest episode that I'm watching, Chelsea and Jimmy are, like, in a fight right now.
Shocker.
I feel so bad for her. Like, she is
for her,
so,
really?
Because she's so insecure. Mm. Like, she is, like, watching this fight with between them.
Oh,
it's,
no.
like, turned Jimmy into the good guy almost, where it's just, like, he was never necessarily the bad guy. It was just, like,
I started out, like, I didn't like him. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then it slowly turned, and I haven't watched the latest three episodes, but it did turn for me when she was like, you didn't kiss me all day. Like, that conversation, I'm like, in this argument, I'm like almost on his side, which is shocking because I'm like rarely on the man's
side.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
But I'm like, girl, you're like making it impossible for him. Like, he cannot win.
It's making me become very self-aware. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to like act like that ever in a situation, because she was like just projecting her own insecurities, and she was like, I was like, oh, I can see how like guys would be like, girls are crazy if they dated somebody like that, because she was like fishing. Okay, so I'll tell you one thing that happened that it's not necessarily a spoiler, but they were in a conversation and he had gone out the night before for like an hour and a half. He's like, it was one of my friend's birthday, I went to go make it, whatever. And she was making this big deal about it. Like, I don't want someone who wants to go out all the time. And he was like, I just went for my friend's birthday. I was with like my frat brothers and their girl, like two of their girlfriends. He's like, I literally went, I came back, like I knew you didn't want to go. And she's like, well, my friend texted me and said she saw you there. He was like, who? And she was like, my friend Mackenzie. And he was like, okay, I don't know who Mackenzie is, but like, I don't know why you're making a big deal about this. Like, she was crying. She's like, it made me so sad that you're like, I'm just going out. Like, I'm going out. And he was like, what is happening? Like, why are you?
Why is it a big deal that the friend saw him? He was doing something sketchy?
No, she was just like, it made me feel embarrassed that you were out without me. Okay. And he was like, okay, well, you didn't want to, like, you never want to come with me. You go out with your friends all the time. Like,
okay, if any of them get married, like, come on, we're not getting married, right?
I don't know what happens with them. I feel like they might break up after this. Like, I'm only halfway through the argument. But then she was saying, what did she say? She said something like, you're with Jess, huh? The girl, the other girl. And he was like, what? He's like, you're fishing. He's like, did Mackenzie say that he saw me with, that she saw me with Jess and she didn't say anything? Like, she's just like throwing it out, like
to like try and catch him.
Yeah,
but
to
he
try
really
and
wasn't.
Catch him. And he was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're fishing right now. Like, I was not with Jess. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's like, I know Mackenzie didn't tell you that. I wasn't with her. And she's like, didn't say anything. And I'm like, girl,
no,
please.
No,
like,
no.
You are being so insecure and like, and needy in a way that is really not fun for someone to deal with. Where it's like,
that's really hard.
He's trying to tell her, he's like, saying all the right things. He just introduced her to his family, was like saying the sweetest things about her, was like, she's the girl I've been looking for, I love her so much. Like,
I don't believe him though.
What? I know, that's the thing. It's like,
I'm like,
I do see
when he's like, look at her, she's a babe. I'm like, you're not convincing me. Like, something about your demeanor, I'm not convinced.
And maybe that's why she's insecure. That's what I was saying. Like, maybe she senses something. So that's why she's constantly like fishing for, like, she's constantly like having a problem with him. And he was just like, dude, what is happening? And the more she does it, you can see like the more he pulls away.
Of course. Oh, wow. Well, I can't wait to watch. I'm going to watch him tonight, or at least one or two of them.
I know. I want to finish it.
Yikes. This whole show is just like, wow.
I know. Also,
it's so good because it's
so
like
bad.
So bad. I'm like, I actually at one point was kind of feeling like uneasy watching it because I'm like, this is their real life.
Yeah.
I'm like watching, obviously it's a reality show, but I'm watching this actual situation that's just so bizarre where it's like, you met under these weird circumstances, you're engaged, you have to decide if you're going to get married. It's so stressful.
Yeah.
And now you're living together. I'm like, I feel so bad for you, even though you signed up for this. I'm like stressed.
I know. I feel so bad for them, all of them. I don't know if any of them will get married. AG's mom met Clay.
Uh-huh.
It was actually so funny when he walked in. She was like visibly like, oh my gosh.
Like he's like handsome.
Yeah, how handsome he was. AD was telling her mom, like, he's a looker, like whatever.
Yeah.
And then he walked in, she was like, like trying to catch her breath, like looking down, like being so dramatic
so
about it. It was so funny. But yeah, it's crazy.
I'm excited to keep watching.
I want to see what happens to their weddings. Like, I just want to see if any of them get married.
Someone was saying maybe, what's his face that Chelsea also liked? Trevor?
Oh yeah.
They were like, maybe they get married.
No, there's no way.
Really?
No.
Too soon? Because they like meet or
unless
something.
Maybe they break, maybe Jimmy and Chelsea break up. I don't know. I haven't finished the episode. But like at the end of the conversation, it was not looking good. I can tell you that much.
Yikes. Oh, staying tuned.
Yeah. And she was a little drunk too. That's the thing. They're always drunk on that show. And it's like,
are they allowed to be? Because most shows like you're literally have like a 2-drink max.
I thought with that show, there was like a controversy about them being
Like they are allowed to drink too much.
Yeah. Like they almost encourage. Because there have been a couple times in previous seasons where someone is like inebriated. Like where they're just like talking and it's like, okay, that's not just one or two drinks. I mean, I don't know. But like that's got to be past a point of like on The Bachelor. They have like a two drink maximum.
Same with Love Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one ever on those shows are like, I don't know.
No.
But on Love is Blind, sometimes they do.
Good. Like, yeah. You don't want it to get messy like that. No, I feel
that's
like
not fun drama to watch.
No.
And that's kind of how I was feeling. I don't know about Chelsea. He was saying, he's like, you're drunk. Like, you're drunk. And I don't know why you're saying this, but is this how you really feel? And she was just like,
oh, no.
It was sad to watch, honestly. I was like, this is not.
Not the vibe.
No, not the vibe.
You guys, Roback is a new sponsor of the podcast, and they have a bunch of athletic gear for men and women. Their Demi Active dress is really cute. It also comes in a few cute colors. It comes in like navy, a dark green, and black. And it has like built-in shorts, basically. So you could wear this little active dress to tennis, pickleball, really whatever sport. You probably wear it to golf too, right? Or do people wear dresses to golf?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been personally, but it's really cute and very comfy. Looks very stretchy. It also has hidden pockets. So you can bring your phone and put it in the pocket, but which is nice. I feel like a lot of dress options, they do not have pockets. So if you're looking to get sporty with yourself, with your girls, with your man, this is a really cute, stretchy, comfortable option. They also have a bunch of like joggers and hoodie sets and super soft crew necks.
They also have these like half zip, I guess you could call them. Super soft, super great if you're in your pickleball era. And it gets a little cold at night. You can wear one of those. Or like JC said, they have like performance hoodies and joggers that you can wear. I love to wear something soft when I'm playing pickleball. I need to feel comfortable. I need to feel agile. You know what I mean? And honestly, you know, you have to, if you look cute, you're going to play better. That's my personal belief. And so they have a ton of polos, just really great active wear. Definitely check out their site if you haven't already. It's now time to try out some Roback. Use the code WHATWESAID on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order through the end of this week. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. And that's 20% off all hoodies, joggers, crews, and more with code WHATWESAID. Stay comfortable this spring with Roback. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. It's been with us through thick and thin, through all the different businesses, side hustles that we've both personally had and also together. Squarespace makes it just so easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place, all on your terms. I have literally used Squarespace for all of those things, like making appointments. When I was doing health coaching, I used the Squarespace app. They make it super easy to just keep everything streamlined, your calendar. You can also sell digital products. We sold our courses for Balanced Boss on there. It is so nice. And again, let me emphasize how beautiful the templates are and how easy it is to customize it and make it, you know, represent your aesthetic, your vibe, and help you with the branding aspect, which sometimes can be hard. They have so many different features as well, like product features that make it easy and make it possible for your business to thrive. So one of them is that they have an asset library, which if you have made a website before and you're constantly having to maybe add product or add photos, whatever it is, you know how annoying it is to have to go back in your photo album or like on a hard drive to find the photos that you want to use. But with the asset library, you can upload, organize, and access all your content from one place, which is so nice.
You can also do email campaigns so you can drive sales and engage your audience with Squarespace email campaigns. You can easily collect email subscribers on your site, build connections, and repeat business through regular email updates. Introduce your brand to new subscribers with welcome emails, announce an upcoming sale, or send your top customers a discount code. And built-in analytics measure the impact of every send. You can also sell courses, have people make appointments, etc. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. Anyways, gender of my child.
Anyways, gender reveal. We made you wait long enough. We baited you.
I Leif and I have known the gender for a little while. I've been not putting it off for any other reason other than I just wanted to like shoot something cute of us, like a photo or a video or something to like post on my Instagram. And I always try and line it up with like talking about stuff on the podcast. So I was just trying to find a time that worked and when I was like feeling a little bit better. So
I'm nervous.
So now that I'm feeling a little bit better, I'm ready to reveal. I wore a certain color.
Oh, you did? Oh, cute. I love that.
Underneath my jacket. And I will now reveal. Maybe I already posted on Instagram. So if this is not a surprise to you, just pretend.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute.
Okay.
I love this.
It is. Hold on. Let me see if my like boobs are out or something.
Let me just you naked.
Okay. Oh, not being stuck. It is a girl.
Oh, cute. That's such a fun idea.
Oh, shiz. My whole stomach.
It's a girly girl.
It is a girl, you guys. And I'm going to zip this back up now because I feel like it's not cute to like wear it like this. But
I'm obsessed.
It's
so cute.
A girl. And we are so excited. Oh, my gosh. Literally can't believe it. It's our dream come true. And this whole episode, we're like, oh, this is the gender reveal. I'm like, wait, the gender's going to, it's going to take five minutes for me to say it's a girl. And then like, what else are we talking about?
Yeah.
But I'm so excited. Leif is so excited. Yeah. I feel like everyone thinks or thought it was a girl. I don't know if it's in my head, but I'm like, I feel like, do I even need to reveal it? Because everyone knows it's a girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's just because I know it is. But
yeah,
a lot of people were asking me if like there were hints because in a lot of my Instagram photos lately, there's been like pops of pink. Like I was wearing the pink boots.
You're like,
moon
you
boots.
Obviously haven't been here.
Yeah.
Long.
I'm like, that's just, especially like on my Instagram feed, I like when things coordinate. So like there have been pink in some of my pictures, but it
pink
it was
isn't
not,
new around here.
No, not at all. And it wasn't intentional at all, but I am realizing because I remember I was like, oh, pink is no longer my personality like a year or two ago. And I feel like I've been wearing it a lot more lately. And I'm like, maybe it is subconscious because like I'm in my girl mom era or something, just feeling more like girly and feminine. I don't know. Maybe I've been wearing more pink, but it hasn't been intentional. So I don't know if I just like give off girl mom energy because I feel like people associate
say,
me with
that?
Pink.
Yeah, true. I was going to
say, I'm like,
have you said like, oh, I've always wanted a girl? Have you
I don't know.
That?
I don't know if I've said that.
Yeah.
Publicly or what, but maybe on past podcasts or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe years ago. People don't forget things.
True. And I do feel like obviously if you associate Chelsea with blue and she has boy like she's having her second boy and then
I didn't realize I was doing a gender reveal as well.
We're doing a gender reveal together. Chelsea needs to announce her for the third time apparently because everyone's still asking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're truly living our pink and blue dreams.
I know.
Like
it's so fun.
It's the real deal. We're gonna take some photos soon. Like,
yeah.
Some little like maternity photos together because we don't
pink
have really any photos.
We have to. Who knows if this pregnant. Will ever happen again? You and pink,
I know.
And me and blue.
I know. Probably not.
So crazy. So fun. A little mini JC running around.
I know. I'm so just, I can't get over it. I'm just like, what is she going to look like? What is she going to be like? Is she going to look more like me? Or literally on my ultrasound.
I feel like she looks like
Leif
you.
Was like, she looks like you. I'm like, I wasn't going to say anything.
But that girl.
But
like
I agree. And then I sent the ultrasound picture to Chelsea too a while ago. And she was like, wait, she looks like you. I'm like,
she does.
Wait, I agree. Like, not
it's weird.
It's just like she has, well, from the ultrasound, it just was like a really cute, like little
it
side
just looked
profile.
Like your head.
And it kind of looked like just small features. I've said this before. I feel like Leif and I both have kind of like small features. There's nothing like notable, I feel like, about either of us. So I just figure she'll be like little small girl. I
but
don't
it's
know.
Weird. Small girl. Wait. Okay. And I'm not going to go into that. It's not important. But what was I just going to say? Oh, I feel like it's interesting how they're like skeletal because in those 3D or whatever, 4D renderings of the baby that they do for the ultrasounds, it's like their skeleton kind of, right? Like it's not getting their skin, is it?
Kind of, maybe. Doing.
But it's like you can tell what they look like even without like colors of features.
I need to see yours again. Your recent one.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. I think
like,
I have a picture on my phone, but.
Yeah, I wanted to look at that again. But
I know.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, you definitely get like a little hint of something. Like,
oh,
even
for
though
sure.
It's obviously like you can't really tell much, but I'm like, well, I'm kind of like getting a sense. And I told Leif, like, I'm like, okay, I know this sounds insane, but like, well, it probably doesn't, honestly. I've just never been pregnant before, so I've never experienced it, but I'm like, I feel like I know her. Like, I, like when I saw even the ultrasound, I was like, yep. Like,
yeah.
I I told Leif, I'm like, I already know who she is. So like, I don't know how to explain it. And like, I don't know exactly what she looks like, but I have this idea kind of. And it's not even something that I'm like, I hope she looks this way. It's just like in my brain, this is kind of like how I picture her, her vibe. And yeah, when I saw the ultrasound, I was like, that's what I pictured. Yeah. Like, I'm really not kidding. I'm like, that is exactly what I thought she would be like.
That's so funny.
And I just like feel very like sweet, playful energy from her. Like, that's the vibe I picture that she's going to be like, just based off of her, like, literally kicking me. But yeah, I don't know. Again, it's like inexplainable.
It's just the energy. Yeah.
It's just the energy I'm getting is like very just like sweet, fun, playful, and like just cute. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I have a daughter.
I know. That's crazy. It's so Isn't that weird, like, to say, like, oh, that's my daughter. Like, sometimes when that comes out of my mouth, like, the fact that I'm going to be saying, like,
That's my son.
Well, my sons are, like, oh my gosh. Like, how old am I? I'm 12. How can I have, a child?
No, it is so weird. It is weird to even say my daughter. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, and I just still... I still feel imposter syndrome about being pregnant. I can't explain it. But even though I know it is very clearly happening, I feel her kick 24/7. I've had tons of ultrasounds and appointments.
Yeah.
I'm over halfway done with my pregnancy. I know that it's happening. But like, I'm not joking. Every morning when I wake up, I touch my stomach. Like, out of like just instinctually to be like, was that a dream? Like, I always am like, am I actually pregnant? I can't really fathom it. And I'm not kidding. That's like every single morning. That's my routine. Like, I wake up and I do this and I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, it's still there. Yeah. I still feel so like shook by it.
Yeah.
Just not in like a bad or good way. I'm just like, wait, I cannot believe. And now that it's like growing more, I'm like, I cannot believe I'm actually pregnant. Yeah. Like, I cannot believe this actually happened.
Yeah. 100%.
I never thought I'd see the freaking day.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. But yeah, we're so excited. I feel like Leif is going to be the best girl dad.
Yeah.
And we do, like, I want more kids eventually, maybe, I don't know how many, or just one more, I don't know. But, like, I would love to have a boy. I'd love to have a son, too. But it's, like, it feels very aligned, I think, for us to have a girl. Leif is super excited. I'm super excited. Like, we've just kind of dreamed of this, so.
Feels right.
Yeah, it feels really right. And I'm just very excited to meet her. I was, like, I knew the gender before my, like, bigger scan, and they were... She was like scanning and she's like, do you know the gender? And I'm like, I think. Like, I was like, I think I know, but I haven't actually had it confirmed on like an ultrasound.
Yeah.
And then she like did the ultrasound. She's like, yep, it's a girl. And I was like, what if like my other testing was wrong? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if for some reason it just like wasn't accurate before. Yeah. Like, who knows? I've never really had confirmation. So when she was like, it's a girl, I was like, okay, that's good. Like, I told Leif, I'm like, what if we go in there?
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, it's a boy. And we're like, wait, what? We thought it was a girl. It's just like, who knows? I've heard of that happening.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people that happen to people. So
I think it's easier too for if they do an ultrasound to see if it's a girl, to maybe miss something than like a boy. They like, I think, like really see something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I mean, I don't know. Every time they do it, they're like, see, it's a boy. I'm like.
You're like, see what?
I see gray. I don't know what that is. They're like, this is this and this is your sac. I'm like, that just looks like a cloud. I don't know what, but it's so fun.
Yeah. It's so exciting. And I feel it's so nice to be able to say she. I've been like.
Oh my gosh, so nice.
Tiptoeing over my words. And I keep like not almost slipping, but kind of like, or I'll be like, did I say her? Like, just subconsciously, I don't know, because it feels normal because I say it in my day to day life. But then when I get on camera or something, I'm like, oh, wait, I haven't talked about it yet. So I just wanted it to be, again, like throughout this process, I was kind of like, do I need to do a gender reveal? Like, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but I just feel like this is only going to happen once.
Yeah.
Well, I might get pregnant again at some point, but like,
your first.
Yeah, this is my first experience. It's fun. And like, I'm like, why not just do something fun?
Definitely.
So, yeah, I wanted to just like shoot some pictures we can remember and do something fun. So,
definitely.
The vision for I'm shooting it tomorrow, actually, the gender reveal photos or video or whatever for my social media. So I'm going to tell you guys what the vision is and then we can see how.
We can rate it.
Yeah, or we can see if we execute it.
Okay.
Because this is just what I think I want to do. And I'm like, I don't know if maybe when I actually do it, I'll be like, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
So what I plan to do is I have a pink outfit and a blue outfit. They're both dresses, a pink dress and a blue dress. And I plan on like standing in the same position, like just against normal background, like white background or something, and having a video like swap between the outfits, like have it be a video of like me in the pink outfit, then the blue outfit, and like and then it like ends on the pink one, and then it's like it's a girl, and then Leif comes in and we do like a cute little moment. So that was my idea.
That seems now executable.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking is like I feel like it has to be the right song and vibe, and if it could just look too not try hard, what's the word I'm looking for? Like not planned, because it is planned, but
I don't want people to think that I tried for this.
I didn't try for this. What am I trying to say? Like, almost looks like it's like a campaign, and it's like this is more of like a personal cute. I don't want to like, you know what I'm saying?
Mean, yeah.
Like, try and make it like too professional, where it's like, okay, bitch, it's a gender reveal.
Slow
your roll. Like, we don't need a whole production,
like a sponsored post.
I don't want it to give like a fashion sponsored commercial post. So that's the only thing I could picture. If it just is not giving the vibe, then maybe I would just like take some cute pictures of us. And Leif has like just like a long sleeve pink shirt, and I could just be in the pink outfit, whatever.
Yeah, cute.
So I don't know. We'll see if it looks cute. I also had a little cake made that says baby girl on it. It's just cute. And
all the pink.
Yeah, lots of pink. Back in my pink era, apparently. Yeah. I've been thinking about it. I actually think maybe it is that I'm having a girl, and I am subconsciously being drawn to it, because lately I made it a point. I was like, it's not my personality anymore. And lately I've been so naturally drawn to it. Like when I'm shopping, I'm like, oh, I want that pink set.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe it's just,
you're stepping into your girl mom.
Yeah. Maybe that's just not that you have to. If
like this set is giving kind of like Mean Girls mom.
Yeah.
So you're a girl mom. You know, like when she's holding the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. Something about, the energy lately is just giving.
You're getting ready to be a dance mom, like a stage mom.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying to like not literally put expectations. Leif and I, it's so funny, like we're talking about the future, and it's like I'm always talking about things like I like, and Leif's always talking about things, and I'm like, we need to be careful here, because
100%
we obviously, she's gonna be a tiny baby for a while, but it's like we should not be putting expectations on her. Even everyone that I tell that it's a girl, they're like, oh my gosh, like her red hair is gonna be perfect, and I'm like number one, I agree, if it's red it will be so cute, but also I'm like, I don't want everyone to be like,
expect
she's going to be a cute red curly hair girl. I'm like, what if she's literally a blonde or brunette and she does not have curly hair at all? Because, that would make sense with mine and Leif's genetics, obviously.
You just never know.
But you never know. No. We have a lot of red hair in both of our families. And obviously, Leif has great hair. Like, he has curly hair. And so she has potential to have some really cute hair. But I'm like, I'm not putting on that on her.
No, definitely not.
She can do whatever she wants.
She can look how she wants.
Yes.
I feel the same way sometimes when people say like, well, hopefully this one has your eyes. I'm like, I don't care if they do or not. Like, obviously you want your kid to look like you for egotistical reasons. You're like, I would love to see myself in a little mini me. But at the same time, it's like, however they look.
Yeah.
I'll love it.
It's how they look.
If I knew like everyone around my parents was like, hopefully she has this from your, and I didn't,
You'd be like, cool.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was a disappointment. Couldn't do much about it.
I know. So we'll see. I feel like
Harry can die.
I'm like, and we will be dying your hair at age two. No, it's so fun for me. Like when we recorded our episode, we were talking about like what we hope please. Now I can actually say it, and I'm calling her it. Hope she like gets from each of us or whatever. And I was saying the thing about like being well-rounded. Like I feel like Leif is a very well-rounded person, and he, whatever.
Oh, I was wondering what you were talking about. What episode you're talking about?
The Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
I'm like, we've been filming our own podcast. She. Okay.
Leif? Are you talking about Leif?
No, I'm like misgendering Leif too. I'm like so stressed about the genders. Sorry. This girl left a comment. This is what I was trying to say. This girl had left a comment on one of my YouTube videos like a while ago before I think I was pregnant. I don't remember when it was, but it was of Leif taking Lady paddleboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And like he had filmed this whole section. I was like, wait, the footage is so cute. Can I put it in my vlog? And so anyway, there's a little section of him and Lady paddleboarding. And someone had commented, they're like, I don't remember what they said, something to the effect of like, Leif would be the cutest girl dad because you just know he would like take her on so many adventures, like regardless of if basically
like their
saying,
boy things or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he'll take her on like so many fun adventures. And when we were filming that episode, like I hadn't said the gender yet, but I was thinking that like I just feel like it'll be so fun to have a girl because I feel like Leif, I just do feel like he gives girl dad energy. People have literally been tagging me before I even have told people. They're like, this is Leif, and it'll be a video. It's like how you know someone's a girl dad, and it's like a guy dancing, and it's, yeah, it's just giving Leif energy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's just fun because I feel like there are certain ways that I'm girly that I can like maybe rub off on her or take her to do certain things. But yeah. I feel like Leif will 100% be taking her like surfing and on bike rides and paddleboarding, mm-hmm. and like on all these fun adventures and like teaching her stuff. And it's just fun to think about, yeah. like for me, because I just know he's going to be like so cute with her.
Yeah. Do all this fun stuff.
And he's so excited. Like,
yeah.
just is loving every bit of it. So it's literally just been like the best, most exciting time.
Yeah. It makes sense. It just makes sense that you guys are going to have a little girl first, for sure.
Yeah.
It'll be so fun to
see. And our babies will be just a few months apart.
I know.
It gives summer I turned pretty.
I know,
now,
guys.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, now doesn't it?
Case is Conrad. I was putting complete expectations on him. I'm like,
Case will be Conrad.
And he will act like this.
This is Jeremiah. I name him Jeremiah.
And Belly is in my literally.
This is Belly. What's Belly's real name?
Isabella.
Oh, I was like, why do they call her Belly? I know.
You never know. Like,
you never know.
It's just so
weird.
Here's
the thing,
to me.
Though. It's like we were saying, when you have, regardless, when you have family friends of the opposite gender your age,
Chelsea, like, that's so scary.
You just have a crush on them.
100%.
So it's just inevitable. Especially, I'm like, that they're going to get married, but
no, 100%.
That they are going to have at least a crush on each other. 100%. We just have to be ready for that.
It's so weird because, like, our babies that are born now,
yeah,
like, will literally be the same mm-hmm. age, like probably in the same grade as school, yeah. for sure. Only a few months apart.
Or it's giving kissing booth.
I've never seen it.
I actually haven't either, but I know it's two brothers. And she's like best friends with the younger brother. But then she goes for the older brother.
That is going to make our life so difficult if like truly, if they like kiss or something, we're just like, great.
Well, do you think we would know?
I don't know.
Like, are we going to tell each other? Like, if you find out, if you find out they kissed, like, would you tell me?
Of course.
Well, I would tell you because
I'm like, my kids will have no secrets. They will have no privacy.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that meme? It's like my parents telling the most embarrassing story about me just to entertain their dinner.
That's I want to be like that, but.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say that's what I told my mom the other day. She was like, you got to stop telling stories about me on the podcast. Like, and here I am doing it again. But I was like, Mom, this is payback for every time I overheard you joking with someone on the phone, telling them something silly I said when I was in sixth grade or like something embarrassing I did, this is payback. And she was like, you know what? You're right. I just have much.
She didn't know you had a platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, what are you going to say?
No, it's true. I don't even remember. I just was thinking about to backtrack. Like,
but we can't force it on them. Otherwise, it'll never happen.
Of course not. The opposite, actually.
Yeah.
We should do the opposite. Yep, that worked out. Ooh, this is gonna get messy.
Yeah, wait, are they gonna be related?
Can you imagine? Oh, wait, no, not.
They're not, but they'll share a cousin. Wait,
if
Kian and Abby. Wait.
If you're new to the podcast.
Wait, my mind is literally blown. Also, I'm sweating so bad.
Hold on. If you're new to the podcast, Keaton is my brother-in-law, it's Leif's brother. And Keaton is dating Abby, Chelsea's sister. We did not set them up. We did the opposite.
Yeah.
I told Keaton, don't
do it.
Go after Abby. Don't make this awkward. They moved to the same apartment complex. And we're like, we know Abby's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't make things awkward for our friend group, like for us, and like try and flirt with her or something. He's like, oh, I would never. Literally 1 week later, they were dating. I'm like, okay. But now things are going really well. Okay. So it's the best thing ever now.
Yeah. It's great.
It's amazing.
Okay. If Keaton and Abby get married,
and
they have a child, that child will be Case's and my son's cousin.
And my kid's
cousin.
And
your kid's cousin. So wait, are they too close? That's not actually related.
It's not blood, but it's
but
getting
weird.
It's getting weird.
It's getting a little weird. Like, think about your cousin's cousins who you like meet up one time and you're like, who the frick are these people?
I feel like our kids are going to like think they're cousins.
Yeah.
kind of. If especially if Keaton and Abby get married and we all live in the same vicinity, it's going to feel like they're all just cousins
anyways. So maybe they won't get married.
Yeah.
I'm like,
wow.
Great.
For nothing.
All this for nothing.
But I was thinking about just the fact that, like, they will be the same age in school.
Yeah.
Case will only be, like 2 years older than her or whatever, too. And it's like, they will just be probably, like, they will definitely run in the same circle and be, like, friends. To some degree, they will grow up together. It's
Your
just
daughter
crazy.
Will be well protected. I mean, I'll teach them, too.
That's so cute.
They become her bully.
They'll be the reason she has a good sense of humor.
And we'll be like, it's because they like you.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I would never. I would never allow that. They'll protect her.
Oh, it's so cute to think about.
I know.
It's so, so fun. That's pretty much all I had for the...
Yeah. The gender reveal.
The gender reveal.
I love that you did the tank top. That's so cute.
I didn't even really plan it. Like, I just was going to wear this. And I was like, oh, wait. I can, like, unzip it.
Oh, cute.
That'd be cute. Well, anyway.
Now the secret's out. There's nothing else to...
No.
Spill now. I've been so scared that I'm going to say...
She
or her. Like, even in my own YouTube videos. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Well, probably because I revealed my own on accident. But it's hard not to.
Yeah. And it's nice now, too, just for my own sake, to, like, be able to show clothes and stuff that I've gotten. Mm-hmm. Like, there have been little things. Like, I did a thrift haul of, like, my jewelry. And I got some cute baby stuff. But I was like... I don't want to show yet because it's very obvious that it was girl stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun to just be. I love not
open.
Having secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's self-inflicted. This is my own, I was keeping a secret and I knew I was doing that, but it's nice.
Yeah.
Have it out there in the world.
I know. It's very nice. I've been literally shopping for your baby more than my own because I just see like so many cute girl baby clothes are just so cute. The baby clothes. For girls, there's so many different options. There's like skirts, leotards, tights, like so many different items. And then for boys, it's like a onesie or pants and shirts.
Yeah.
So boring. I mean, you can dress your boy like a little lad, which sometimes is cute. Even then, it's like, okay, overalls or something like that. But so I've been sending JC like
bonnets, like little like accessories that are kind of
bonnets,
cute.
Bows. Yeah. Like boys, it's like I got beanies and I try and get creative. That's hard. It's hard out there.
They're cute in different ways, though. I've seen some really cute boy clothes when I've been, like,
when you find
shopping.
Cute boy clothes, they're really cute.
Yeah, they are.
But it's just easier to find. And little girl toys.
I know. And I've been trying to, like, plan her nursery a little. And I'm like, this is
so
really cute.
Like, it's, the pattern.
Yeah. It's just, like, really sweet.
It's so cute.
I know. I'm really excited. It's very fun. It feels very right. Everything feels... just good, and hopefully it just continues to be good.
Yeah. We'll have to have them wearing matching pink and blue.
I know. Chelsea keeps sending me. She's like, our baby's in this, which we literally need to order some of those. I
know.
I was trying to,
there's plenty more cuter ones, but I saw those, and I was like, oh, my gosh, perfect.
I know.
They're so cute.
Literally live 5 doors down from each other. And it's so crazy. Guys, it's such a dream come true. I'm like, we don't deserve this.
Take it from me, please.
Please. It really is so, it's so exciting.
We are going to jump into an ad to talk about Nuuly. I love Nuuly so much. I just wore a couple pieces that I had rented from there to our cabin trip. I especially love Nuuly for maternity clothes because I don't want to spend money on clothes that I can only wear when I'm pregnant, that are comfortable, and especially when they are made for maternity, like maternity jeans, or I wore this cute like bump suit. It's like a onesie. And I got them all from Nuuly. It's so fun to pick it out. So you get to pick 6 styles every month for just $98 a month. And they have so many cute brands, so many cute tops, dresses. I love their jackets. If you want to, try a fun, crazy jacket, like a big fur jacket, but you don't want to spend the money on it, you just want it for, a certain event or anything like that, Nuuly is the best. Actually, I just got a notification today. I sent my Nuuly back a couple days ago and my new one is ready for me to pick. So definitely check out Nuuly, especially if you're like me and you're an impulsive shopper when you have like an event coming up and you need a dress for it, but you don't necessarily want to go spend hundreds of dollars on a dress you'll wear once. Nuuly is for you.
So you get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. They have really, really good brands. They have like Free People, Selkie for Love and Lemons, A Goldie, a ton of really good ones. And inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. I need to get back on my Nuuly grind for maternity stuff because I've been struggling. My closet is full of a lot of comfy clothes, but not a lot of cute things. And I feel like Nuuly can really help because it's hard when you do have like a stomach that's not going to be that size forever. And you just want maternity stuff. You don't want to spend a bunch of money on something that's only going to fit you for, you know, a month or two. So they also have fast and free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. And there's the option to buy what you love, sometimes up to 75%. So if you love one of the pieces or two of the pieces that you got and you're like, wait, I actually would wear this all the time and get a lot of use out of it, you can buy it for a discount. It's also sustainable. Nuuly lets you love fashion in a way that's kinder on the planet. Orders are shipped in recycled, recyclable, and reusable totes with no plastic packaging. And clothes are cleaned using energy and water-efficient methods. And styles are repaired rather than thrown out. It's also flexible, so there are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel, so it's no big deal. I've paused right now, actually, and I'm about to like reinstate it, so it's really awesome. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code WHATWESAID20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code WHATWESAID20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That is NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code WHATWESAID20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes. You guys, I have been using Rocket Money recently. It's an amazing app. To kind of get my finances in order. And let me tell you something. It will tell you how much you're spending every month.
It's on terrifying.
Subscriptions. It is astonishing in the worst way, but the best way, because sometimes I feel like, I don't know, I just things slip away. Like if you have subscriptions that you forget about or you sign up for a free trial and then you just accidentally keep paying for it. I have been absolutely shook at some of the subscriptions that I accidentally was paying for and truly just wasting, like so much money that I did not need to be wasting. And Rocket Money is what helps you find that out. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. So you can see all of your subscriptions in one place. If you see something you don't want, you can cancel it with a tap. You never have to get on the phone with customer service, which is one of my personal favorite parts, because I feel like sometimes the daunting nature of having to cancel things is like, you know, you're going to be on the phone forever with customer service. You're going to have to look up different numbers and emails. And there's all these different ways to have to cancel subscriptions. But if you really just click a button and let Rocket Money do the rest, it's so simple and it's going to save you money.
It's really nice because they'll try to get you a refund for the last couple months of wasted money too, which is extra money in your pocket. I love Rocket Money. It's also really nice for, you know, to reel you back in sometimes if you get a notification or you look on your app and it says like, oh, this is how much you've spent here over the last couple months, or this is how much you've spent this month on, you know, these different categories. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see why my money is flying out of my account. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That's rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid.
I had some stuff written down that we could chat about in episode, just to be kind of
Should we quickly
chatty?
Talk on... Gosh, this topic has been beat to the ground already. But right now, there's like this viral. Well, I don't know if it's viral or if it's just on my For You page all the time. But there was like a video and it went like, I don't even want to say who it was because I don't want her to like get more people to go. And like, actually, yeah, I think she deleted the video. But she was talking about her. She has like a daughter and a son. And she said something like, I love my daughter. Like, she's awesome. But like, my son has my heart or something.
Okay.
The verbiage.
I saw people stitching it, but I didn't actually see the full video, so I don't know the context.
It was something like that. She was like, my daughter is the best little person ever. Like, I'm obsessed with her, blah, blah, blah. But my son has my heart. Like, that's how she phrased it.
Okay.
And so every stitch I have seen, like, I've seen so many videos come up on my For You page. Of
like
just
roasting, like ripping into it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, ripping into her and just boy moms in general. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, stop fetishizing your sons. Like, this is going to... Like, to say this on the internet is crazy, like, blah, blah. Which, like, I have two sides of me that when I see these videos, I'm like, okay, to all, I do understand the, as we know, we've read many stories about mother-in-laws who are like this or moms who are like this with their sons who are very, like, you know,
territorial,
like,
or
like, oh, I like my daughters, but my sons, like, there's like skits about that. Like, no, but I love my sons. They can get away with anything. Like, there's just a different, it almost makes it seem like a better kind of love that you have for your sons. That's like the way that it comes across. And I definitely see that for sure. And I feel like having come from, I'm one of two girls and there's four boys in my family. And I feel like my mom actually has always done like a very good job. I've never felt like my mom was like a boy mom, even though she had majority boys. Mm-hmm. Like she always was very obsessed with her girls too. Like just like, oh, my girls, like, you know, wanting, you know, now, felt like it was different for sure, but not better or anything like that, which is how it should be. Yeah. Definitely how it should be. But I saw a very interesting take on not defending her, but like kind of putting into perspective. She's like, I don't know if she meant to say it like this, like how she said it came across very wrong. And like a lot of people were very triggered by it. She was saying how what the difference between boys and girls is, since we're on the topic of sons and daughters. She was saying your daughter is the bond that you have with her gets better over time. Like, as you grow up, you know that your daughter, you will probably always be close with her. Like, I was thinking about this. And then she was saying your son, it almost feels like a limited time where it's like, and then they go off with their wife and that's the number one girl priority in their life. So it's like, feels like, okay, they're up with me and I'm their number one until a certain time. So you know, it's like almost a limited thing. Mm. Where I was like, oh my gosh, it's kind of true, because think about, even people writing in, like, we can go, if I went on a solo trip with my mom, like you did, like, if we go off with our mom for a weekend, no one bats an eye. But if, like, someone, if a husband was like, oh, me and my mom are going to go for a little trip for the weekend, like,
you'd be like,
the wife's like, what? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would just be a little bit more of a, like, why do you need to do that thing? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's true. And I feel like the thing is to, I mean, I've only been a boy mom for 2 years, so it's like I'm an expert on how to deal with it. But I was thinking how I think that's why it can be very, moms can turn it into something where it is almost like fetishizing, in love with their son, like thinking of it a certain way, because they feel this like limited thing where they feel like they have to like have more control.
The time is like finite, so it's like, well, I gotta make the most of it. And like, maybe that would explain too why you're like, oh, you know, not you, but you just said how boy moms will sometimes be like, oh, my son can get away with anything. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's like my time with you is, maybe more limited, and I have to be like maybe nicer or like keep things good because I don't want something bad to happen. Whereas with your daughter, it's like, you're going to be likely, you're just going to be close to me your entire life. Yeah, so I don't have to worry about that maybe.
Yeah, because this girl was saying like my bond with my daughters has just gotten better and stronger. And even with her own mom, she was like, the older I get, the stronger my bond with my mom gets. But it's kind of the opposite with men. Like, the older they get, the further away they get from their mom.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, wait, I need to have a daughter.
I know. That's,
it's like, I understood where she was coming from, where it's like, it is, when people say it's different, it's like, that's maybe the difference that they feel, but they sometimes, you know, just,
well, also
abuse
like,
that.
Okay, to be fair, I'm probably defending her because I know of her more, so it's not a random person I've never met. But I feel like also it's hard to judge someone off of literally 3 seconds of a TikTok. It's like, maybe it came across, I don't know,
in a certain way,
and it's just like not at all what she intended. She was just trying to say that, like, she loves her son. I don't know. To me, and again, I didn't watch the full video, and I'm literally letting you know that I am actually, I do know who she is, so I'm it's not a random person to me where I'm like, oh, I can just, you know, that to me it's really hard to speak on people that I kind of know of, or I'm like mutuals with, because not
you
that
give
I,
them the benefit of the doubt.
You
it's
do
like, okay, maybe you didn't mean to, it didn't mean to come across like this, and like it doesn't necessarily, one video of you
bad
saying this, that maybe also, doesn't represent your entire life.
No, also I can't, like, obviously I have no experience with being a boy mom or a girl mom at this point. So to me, I'm like, okay, whatever. I was also thinking, because a lot of the stitches that I was seeing that were like ripping into her were saying like, oh, now imagine your daughter like growing up and seeing this video.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like, and that's what I was thinking. As a girl, I was thinking, if I saw a video of my mom saying that, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would care at all. But I don't know. People,
I feel like if it's, maybe, again, that's just one thing that she said, if that was a theme for her daughter her whole life. And it was like, yeah, of course, I know my mom loves my brother more than me. But
if at home she's getting the same equal love, it's like, that's how I feel. I feel like my mom has given me so much attention and love my entire life. So if I was to see a video of her being like, this photo of my son or like whatever she's saying, I'd be like, okay, fine. Like, maybe she neglected me my whole life. I'd be like, amazing. Yeah,
exactly.
So it's context. Yeah. But yeah, I just feel like it is hard to judge someone off of like a 2 second literal stitch of a video. I don't know. But I didn't see the full context of it. But yeah, that is interesting.
I know.
And I could see that completely. And it makes sense why it's like a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Why it happens so often.
Yeah.
Because it's like they always say like it's different, like different kinds of love, which different isn't necessarily bad. It's when you treat someone better because of it. Or like you know, doesn't mean different, better, or like more love or more acceptance or whatever
I'm
it
sure
is.
Sure, it is different.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't know either. It's like, I did see a video. It was like, us boy moms fight for our freaking lives to like trying to convince people we're normal. Like if you say like, oh, I'm a boy mom. Like I have two boys. It's like, oh, it's like, no. I swear I love them like a normal mom would love their child. Yeah. I'm not projecting my, you know what I mean?
And I feel like even now going to be it's not the same. I feel like boy moms for sure get more heat. But even like I saw this TikTok. It was like, okay, am I going to like be obsessed with my son? It was basically saying there are two options. I forget what she was saying, but like, am I going to be obsessed with him and want to like marry my son, or am I going to give my daughter an eating disorder? And it's like basically girl moms too.
I'm going to project my insecurities on my daughter.
Yes. It's like easy to project maybe your insecurities or your hopes and dreams like onto your daughter, which again, I am not even, haven't even given birth. And I feel like that's something I'm trying to be like cognizant of is like I said, just because I did certain things growing up, like,
yeah,
I was in dance or something. Like, sure, that'd be fun to like put her in dance, but I don't know. I'm just trying to already brace myself for like, I want her to be independent, live her own life, completely separate of my expectations from her. I know that's easy to say now.
Yeah.
And of course, like, sure, it would be fun to put her in dance classes or like swim lessons or these fun things that like me and Leif enjoy, but just kind of trying to keep that in mind. Like,
but they get a choice.
Do what you're drawn to. I'm not going to like make you be a dancer just because I was.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I'm sure that will be harder once again. She's actually.
Yeah.
Here, but it's hard. I'm sure it's just hard to be a parent.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like, I just, sometimes it's exhausting seeing the constant like discourse.
Yes.
It's like, okay, can I just like, I love my kids.
Yeah.
Like, can I just be a mom?
I'm treating my kids good. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I know. It is crazy. I've had to push like non-interested on those. I'm like, I'm so sick of seeing all these just people nitpicking.
I know.
The stitches. I'm getting so tired of people stitching other people's videos when it's like,
with like a hot take.
No hate to this creator, but when she said these two words, this is very dangerous. Like when she said this phrase, like let's pick apart why this phrase is problematic. It's like,
I know. I have like very mixed feelings. Like I just scroll.
Yeah. Just scroll on. Please.
I've been seeing a lot more discourse around the trad wife thing.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some of their points are compelling, I will say. Like, some things that I've seen, I'm like, okay, I kind of see that. But
like, ripping on the trad wife, like, thing?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, people... Okay, I actually am realizing, like, I don't know exactly what trad wife... I know. Traditional wife, right?
That's actually my question that I always think when I see those videos is, what are we talking about? Like, traditional wife, does that mean...
Okay, a trad wife in recent Western culture typically denotes a woman who believes in and practices traditional sex roles and marriages.
And marriages? Oh, in marriages?
Practices traditional marriages, basically.
Okay, so traditional.
It's basically like, okay, it says a woman who trades feminism and gender equality for a more traditional gendered role, staying home, keeping the house clean, whatever. It's like managing the household, cooking, cleaning, managing laundry, raising kids. That's what a trad wife identity is. It's basically a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
That's what a trad wife is. This is what I'm gathering.
Is this from Urban Dictionary?
Some of them were from random things.
Why is that trading feminism?
Well, yeah, that's the point. But I think...
Because I've seen a lot of people who are like, wait, it's not that you're doing that. It's just that you get a choice. Like, feminism is you should have a choice if you want to do that or
right.
work.
And that's what I hate about the constant, like, it's like we're pitting... some things against people that are like There's a lot. There's a lot of.
You don't even say it. I'm like, I get it.
I know. And yeah. I'm like, I should honestly stop talking as well. Because there's so many layers to like why something could be problematic, but why other people have a choice. Like, I saw this girl's video. She was talking about like kind of the realities. She was saying her experience being like a traditional wife. Basically, I think she grew up Mormon or religious. And she was essentially saying, like, people pushed her to just, like, get married immediately and have kids. And she was never able to, based off, like, her dynamic, her, like, very traditional dynamic with her husband, she never went to college and she never got a job. And she basically was, like, very underqualified. Essentially, in the end,
like, feeling
her husband
trapped?
Left her.
Yeah.
And she had nothing. She had no money. And she had to, like, raise her kids with no money, no experience. And she was just saying, like, basically, don't let these, like, trad wife, like, aesthetic cooking videos trick you into, like, not getting an education or not having experience or not having some plan B to fall back on because other than a man, basically, is what she was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes sense. Yeah. I think it's, like, that is a good thing to know is, like, it's good to have experience or schooling or some...
Something to fall back on.
Yes, something in your back pocket, skills, like anything. She was just like, by the time my husband left me, I was like in my 40s, literally had nothing to my name. Now had to start from scratch. And she's like, I went to a job interview and the guy like laughed at me and was like, you have nothing to, like, you have no experience in any of this. Like, how do you expect to get a job?
Yeah.
And she was saying now she's like struggling so hard to like pay bills because she's just like really behind in that way. And her kids are growing up. And so
it's like the warning of it. Like, don't just rely on this because have the backup plan.
Now, do I think we need to blame now Nara Smith for that? No.
That's like, what I think is confusing me. Like, okay, so what is the trad wife trend? Is it these like Ballerina Farm-esque accounts? Because those are not.
Well,
they never pretend to just be home and do nothing. Like, and to not have a job. Like, we're literally watching their job.
Well, the reason that I think. Okay, this is what I'm gathering, is that the reason people are saying, and I'm not saying I agree with this, but the reason they're saying it's problematic or whatever is because a lot of those women are extremely wealthy. And so that's, people are basically just saying don't get tricked. Like, that's the reason they're being, that's the reason they're able to stay home all day and cook is because, like, you know, people are saying for Ballerina Farm, it's like, this is her business.
Yeah.
You're watching, you're paying for what you're, like, she's making her sourdough bread with her Ballerina Farm flour that she's selling to you.
Yeah.
Emily Mariko is doing all these, you know, like organizational cooking videos and now she's selling you her, and she's going to the farmer's market and making vlogs and now she's selling you her tote.
Yeah.
And now she's partnered with Green Chef and she's selling you her meal.
Yeah.
So it's like, again, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But I think what people, the point people are trying to make is like, they're making money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they're able to stay home and cook all the time.
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up, essentially, if, like, you have a full-time job and you're like, I just want to make homemade cereal for my kids.
Yeah.
Well, because, but she also works. She's a model. So I feel like it's not completely fair to say, whatever, everyone has different realities. I just think there's a lot of discourse around it.
I could see that. Like, warning the younger generation of, like, okay, this is content and this is for inspiration, but it's not to be, like, don't do anything else besides cook and depend on somebody else to necessarily pay for you because, you know, you never know. And that leaves you vulnerable sometimes. It just does. Like, if you don't have experience or you don't have your own money or you don't, you know, and then you're relying on somebody else to pay for you for everything, that is leaving you in a very vulnerable position.
Yeah, because it's
then
scary.
Say you're in a bad relationship, it's going to be much harder to leave because you're like, well, I don't have anything.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, but for our, us older people who are the ones talking about, like, just use discernment. Like, I don't think anybody is like looking at Ballerina Farm, Nara Smith, like any of these girls and being like, all they do all day is cook. Like, I feel like from the vibes, it's like you can see that, yeah, they will make a recipe and like be like, yeah, this took me like 5 hours or something. It's like, I've never once been like, all they do all day is cook, like, and they don't work and they just, I should do that with my, you know what I mean?
Yes. Of course.
It's like,
yes.
Use your brain.
Yeah, I know. Use discernment.
Yeah.
And like you said, and also like get very comfortable with the fact that not everyone has the same reality.
Yeah.
Like when people are like, this is not realistic. It's like, it obviously is for her. Yeah. I don't know what she's doing with the rest of her time. It's none of my business. but she's making the homemade cheese. We watched her.
Yeah.
So she clearly has the time to do it. I don't know if she's making money off of those videos or if it's just her passion in life and she films it. Like, it doesn't really matter, but it's like, we all have different realities. We all have time for different things.
I think we just need to understand on social media that people usually only show us their main hobbies and the things that they do the most.
Of course.
Like, of course they do other things. If someone shows you, like, only fashion videos, it's like, are you going to be like, you guys don't just pay attention to fashion like these people. They're giving you the wrong idea that, like, they spend, like, of course, because fashion is their thing. Well, so they're going to spend more money on it than you. They're going to put more time in it than you. They're going to put more effort into you. But it's to give you, it's to help you with the little, like, section of your life that is to you. You know what I mean? Like, with the cooking thing. It's like, I'm not going to be like, I'm dropping everything, obviously, and becoming, like, making my own homemade cereal. But
I think maybe, like you said, it's to almost warn the younger generation. Like, because to us,
it's like, duh.
It's like, yeah, duh. Like, mm-hmm. And I think also with us being literal content creators, we understand that, like, what you see is not always 100%.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, yeah, I'm showing you, you know, from personal experience. It's like, oh, I could have had a really hectic and hard day, and then I post a few stories that look really beautiful, and it looks like I had the most chill day on the beach, but really, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I'm faking anything, but it's like, you just don't, you don't see the whole picture. And so I think, because we have personal experience with that, it's also easy to be like, duh, that's not her whole life. Because we understand that, like, we're not showing people when we have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
So we know that that happens, but we're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or that we have other things that we do in life to keep life moving, as most adults do.
Yeah. Taxes and annoying errands. It's like, we know everyone has to do that.
If I see somebody post two pictures on their story that day, and one of them's at the beach and one of them's at breakfast, I don't assume that's all they did all day. Like,
no,
she was just at the beach and ate breakfast. I'm so sad she didn't eat lunch, she didn't eat dinner.
But I genuinely think some people actually, I'm not kidding, believe
think that. Well, yeah, then that's a bigger problem.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's like almost this maybe younger generation that's grown up on social media, they literally think what they're seeing is what they're getting.
Yeah, true.
So I think maybe that's part of it that people are saying, like, don't. Like I said,
like young girls.
Yeah, young girls don't like think that you can just like live this life that they're living because they have a lot of money. So make sure that. And they had a lot of money before they did it as well, which gave them
an
time and an upper hand.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I agree.
Because I think, and again, everyone has different realities, but it's like for some people to watch Emily Mariko, the reason she gets like a lot of backlash sometimes is because I think she already had some money to begin with, which affords you
more time.
Time, creativity. Because you're not like
access to organic groceries.
Yeah, access to all this stuff, a beautiful home, beautiful lighting, which gives you an upper hand to someone who's fighting for their life to pay the bills.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that is what grabs our attention. So then they blow up.
Yeah, and then they get more money, which is...
They get more money.
The irony and the weird part of the influencer space is like you get... The more you blow up, the more like gifting you get and the more opportunities you get. So you make more money and it's like... I could see how that
life is more appealing.
Yeah. It's just all like piles on, which is interesting.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. What points did you have that I just literally bulldozed over?
Honestly, I thought that was great. We could probably honestly end the episode now. I really didn't have, I just had random stuff. Like,
let's end with Traitors because you said you've been watching Traitors.
Oh, yeah. But I'm only like halfway through.
Oh, you are? Not caught up?
No.
Well, that's okay. We can talk about
that. Wait, is it like still coming out?
Yeah.
No.
I think. I haven't watched last week. Maybe that was the last week. But
how many episodes?
Because you
are
never
there?
Know if they're going to get all the traitors. I don't know. It ends whenever. Like, if they found all the traitors, maybe it did.
It'll just end.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know which episode I'm on. So maybe I am caught up then.
Yeah.
I'm on like probably episode 6 or something.
No, I think there's like 9 so far.
But well, I
we just
love
need
it.
To know about Pilot Pete, what your thoughts are.
Why he kind of.
I'm like, wait. The best character arc for him in like possible because it has nothing to do with love, but people are like talking about him and Parvati.
Okay.
Have you like seen them like kind of interact a little bit? And they're just kind of like going back and forth. Like people will be like, is anyone else sensing this sexual chemistry?
Really? I haven't seen people really talking about it. I don't think I'm on that side of TikTok or anything, but
he'll be like, I know you're a traitor. And she's like, I'm willing to work with you. That just their conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. He's redeeming himself. Yeah. Because I literally,
so
after
smart.
Bachelor, I'm like, you.
Yeah.
I never thought he was like a trash guy. I was just like, you're cringing
Cringe.
Me out.
Yeah.
So bad. Like, truly, this took, like, it set really me back. That's my Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. I sent Chelsea the okay, the current Bachelor is actually so good.
Yeah,
by the way.
So good.
Although I got it spoiled for me.
Same.
On TikTok.
I hate reality, Steve. You're fired. I hate you and I hate your followers who post like, oh, I saw the spoiler on please tell me it's not true. And then it's like,
it like says all of it.
I'm like, get the F off my For You page.
Who is Steve?
The worst man to exist.
No, really, who is he? He's like he's obsessed. But he is. That's is that his literal full-time job? Yes. Is like spoiling seasons?
Must be.
Me searching for it though? I'm like, no, I did not search for it. It actually pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because whatever. Anyway.
Then I lose interest. And I want to know. I want the suspense.
I know.
So annoying.
Well, anyway, there was this clip. There was this clip of Joey. It was essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
It was like Maddie Pruitt. By the way, Maddie Pruitt and Pilot Pete.
No.
Couldn't have been a worse match.
No. What was that combination?
Like, that would have never worked. I'm so confused.
But you know what? Her current husband is giving like Pilot Pete cringe, like the energy, you know, he kind of gives that energy of like.
I'm sorry if you're listening as audio, you don't get to see the faces we're making because it's really important.
You know, because what was that viral one where she was like, no, he calls her something.
Who?
The husband.
I can't talk about them right now.
He was like, he calls me B-Dizzle right or something.
I can't get into this right now.
It's giving the same energy that Pilot Pete was giving.
Yeah.
So I could see. I could see where she was.
I could see the
into
parallels
that for some reason. Anyways,
but there was a situation where she had said like, I'm falling in love with you, or like, mm-hmm. I'm falling for you. And Pilot Pete was like, oh, say it again. Like, yeah. I want to hear you say it again, basically. Or like, I love you or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, say it again. And then he stuck his tongue. He's like, and then Joey recently, mm-hmm. Kelsey said something to him, right? Similar.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I'm like starting to fall for you. And then he basically was like, oh, say it again. And literally like, all the comments were like, I'm barking. Like,
no, he did it so smooth.
It was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like, if this man did that to me. Have you seen that clip of Brittany Broski? Like, have you seen any of her clips from her podcast when she's talking about men? She's like, I'm gnawing at the iron bars of my enclosure. She's literally like making gorilla sounds.
I am like, hold on, my face is like bright red. I'm sweating to death.
Same.
Hold on, one of my favorite Brittany Broski clips is this clip. I think I had sent it to you a while ago. It's like, I think part of it is from that, but it was like reminder that this was the same episode, and it was like her sobbing, being like
I was mad at the church,
like I was mad at God, like so her like talking about religious trauma, and she's like sobbing. It's like a real, she's genuinely crying over it. And then it's that clip. She's like, oh, like going crazy. People are, the dichotomy. Like, this was the same, the range, mm-hmm. she has. Oh my gosh, she is
like,
so funny.
I've not been touched by a man. She kills me. I love her podcast.
Hilarious. Okay, anyway, yeah. So people were like, or no, I was saying, I sent it to you. I'm like, the difference between this and Pilot P is astonishing. Like, they said the same thing. It was the same scenario. Mm-hmm. One was
one
like
has
the worst.
Riz, one doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But in Traitors, like, I'm like, okay, Pilot P, like, I'm so here for him. He's like, well, I guess this is spoilers, but it's like he's single-handedly, I feel like,
winning it for everyone.
Doing everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, you are the ringleader of all of it. And
so
you're
smart.
So smart.
Yeah.
And you're like, he like walked in with like a backwards hat. One of the times I was like, okay. I'm like, He had like a chain. I'm like,
who would have guessed?
Who would have thought? I really didn't think there was any saving him after I saw.
No, that redeemed him. Like when I saw he was on, I was like, oh no, this is gonna be cringe. And then he was so good.
Yeah, he did the opposite of Tom Sandoval.
Yeah,
not that he's the same as Tom at all, but I feel like Tom keeps trying to like go on shows and interviews to like redeem himself, and like every time I hate him more. I'm like, oh wow, you're so insufferable.
More and more and more, he's just infuriating.
Anyway.
Yeah, love Traitors.
Love it. Great show. Great new reality show if you're interested.
Trisha was talking about how she wants to go on. I would kill to have her on.
I would kill myself for that.
I want her to be on so bad. She's perfect for it. She's definitely like in the realm. It's always like reality stars and things like that.
And she's been on like Big Brother and stuff too. Like she's been on shows.
She needs to be on it.
Oh, that would be iconic. And I feel like it would get so much viewership.
Yes.
Truly. I feel like
this season is so much better. Well, maybe not better, but this season is so good because of the people on it, especially from like last time there were people that I recognized, but honestly, a lot of them I didn't. Like the first season, I was like, I don't know some of these people from these shows.
I feel like the more they keep going, if it gets more popular and they get more well-known people, yeah. It'll be so good.
Like we need someone from the fact they had Bergie on from Love Island.
Yeah, yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah, he's interesting.
There was like one moment where I'm like, he always kind of gets me where I'm like, oh, you have, I have a little bit of soft spot
for
you.
Sure.
Even though you're like so annoying, but you're sweet at the same time. Something about him is like endearing.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
The very beginning, I was like,
it was giving, dramatic.
Yeah. It's how I felt when I started watching Great British Baking Show. Like, you know how like some of their weird just...
Very themed.
Yeah, very themed, like crazy. I was like, okay, I don't know like if I'm going to vibe with this, but I was hooked immediately. It's really good. I love it.
So good.
So yeah, we'll finish watching that. Maybe we'll have more. Yeah, I don't know if we'll talk about Bachelor. It's hard with...
Yeah,
it's hard
so
with
behind.
When we record.
Yeah.
It like is... It'll always be a little bit outdated, which I hate. Yeah. So we'll see.
Always an episode behind.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you guys all for the love on the gender reveal. That hopefully will happen.
That hopefully
that
happens.
Hasn't happened yet. I'm gonna sneeze. Oh, don't worry. I'm like about to pee my pants from just sneezing. Like
really?
I have the weakest bladder.
Gotta do some pelvic floor workouts.
That's what I heard. Apparently, I need to get into pelvic floor therapy. Do I do that
Me
before
too.
I even give birth?
You can, I think. I need to do it too, so I'll do it with you.
Great.
Slay. Just really thanks.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast or for watching on YouTube. If you want to subscribe on Apple Podcast app, Spotify app, anywhere you get your podcasts, or on YouTube if you want to see a visual.
But don't say anything.
But don't talk about
it. Shush.
Also, you can follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We post lots of cute photos, videos. We're starting to post some clips on TikTok too. So go follow our TikTok. What is it? Just What We Said?
Yeah, it's just What We Said.
What We Said. If you guys want to keep up on socials, we love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.